Our story so far. Stanley Park has located the only person who can lead him to the missing roads. But how will he get there? Stay tuned for today's whirlwind installment of The Case of the Abducted Asphalt, in color.
Without the roads, there's no way to reach the fence the baker in time to save the Grand Prix.
Sure there is, if we fly.
Okay, the new Stanley, she's gonna...
jump in.
That's quite a trick, Lulu.
When you've been a traffic reporter as long as I have, you learn a few things.
Like always, pack a helicopter.
Exactly.
Within moments, we landed on the rooftop of a Latvian bakery, moored in the center of the Arbutus Aquatic Aviary's Condor Pond. Angus drummed out our intentions on the rickety door.
Open up! Police!
Buzz off!
Hey! And traffic!
What you want?
You're a baker, aren't you?
Yes.
But dough is scarce.
How you know?
He gave me the once-over.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Enter if you must.
Ah, I love the smell of Ben's fresh-baked, wholesome white bread. He can squeeze the difference.
Ugh, that's asphalt.
Lulu was right, and the stink was coming from behind the empty display counter.
Stanley, Angus, look, a door.
She was right again. What's behind the door, fence?
There's nothing behind door.
Something told me he was lying.
He's lying, lying.
Why, I think it was right, too. I pushed open the door and... stacked almost 4 miles high were roads. Two-lane roads, four-lane roads, on-ramps, off-ramps, intersections. Roads as far as the eye could see.
I can explain.
Can he? Tune in tomorrow for another half-baked episode of The Case of the Abducted Asphalt, a gas-down mystery in color!